好，我们先看几处圣经。
Let's read few places of scripture.
请大家打开约翰福音第一章。
Please turn to Gospel Book of John, Chapter 1.
我们一起来看约翰福音第一章第十六节、第十七节和第十八节。
Let's read through from Gospel Book of John, Chapter 1, Verse 16 through 18.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
And all his fullness have all we receive, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
请注意，这里说从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，并且恩上加恩。
Please pay attention here, and of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace.
律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
我们看见约翰在这里很强调恩典这个词。
We see that here John has emphasized on the word grace.
我相信呢，我们也都喜欢恩典。
And I believe that every one of us like grace.
所以在我们教会里面，我知道至少有三个姐妹呢，就叫做恩典。
So that I know at least three sisters are named Grace.
好，我们再来看约翰福音第二十章。
Let us turn to Gospel Book of John, Chapter 20.
第二十章三十节和三十一节。
Chapter 20, verse 30 and 31.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name.
所以约翰在这里也很清楚地告诉我们说，他写约翰福音的目的呢，是要叫我们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
And John also clearly tells us here that the purpose he wrote the Gospel Book of John is to tell us to believe in Jesus and believe that he is the Son of God.
He's Christ.
Believe that Jesus is Christ.
并且呢，叫我们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
And that believing him, we might have life through his name.
好，最后我们来看约翰福音第四章。
At last, let's read Gospel Book of John, Chapter 4.
从第十六节，我们一起看到第二十六节。
Let's read from verse 16 until.
对不起，第十九节到第二十六节。
Verse 19 until verse 26.
第十九节，妇人说：“先生，我看出你是先知。我们祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。”
Verse 19.The woman says unto him, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worship in this mountain, and you said that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父，也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
Jesus said unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father.
你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。
You worship you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
But the hour comes and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
妇人说，我知道弥赛亚，就是那称为基督的要来，他来了，必将一切的事都告诉我们。耶稣说，和你说话的就是他。
The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah comes, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he.
如果我们把约翰福音第三章和第四章对比着来读的话，我们会发现很多非常有趣的地方。
We will find something very interesting if we compare Gospel Book of John, chapter 3 and chapter 4.
如果大家还记得约翰福音第三章的话，我们知道第三章讲到呢，是有一个人叫做尼哥底母。
If you remember chapter 3, we remember that it talks about a person named Nicodemus.
这个人什么时候来见耶稣啊？
When did he come to see Jesus?
夜里来见耶稣。
He came to see Jesus at night.
那么第四章呢？
How about chapter 4?
第四章讲到的这个事情呢，发生在午正。
This issue talked about here happened at noon.
所以从时间来讲，你看呢，一个是发生在夜里，一个呢是发生在中午烈日炎炎的时候。
Time-wise,In chapter 3, it happened at night, and chapter 4, it happened at noon.
那么第三章呢，这件事是发生在耶路撒冷。
In chapter 3, it happened in Jerusalem.
第四章呢，突然这个地点就从耶路撒冷变成了撒玛利亚的叙价。
In chapter 4, all of a sudden the place changed from Jerusalem to the sycophant in Samaria.
就好像呢，我们看电影的时候一样。
Like when we watch movie.
前一个这个镜头呢，还是夜里在耶路撒冷。
The previous thing was at night in Jerusalem.
现在一下子呢，跳到耶路撒冷的中午，一下跳到呢撒玛利亚的中午。
All of a sudden, it changed to the noon in Samaria.
而且呢，在第三章里面的人物，这个人呢叫做尼哥底母。
At the same time, in chapter 3, the person is named Nicodemus.
他是法利赛人。他是犹太人的官，而且呢，他是犹太人的师父。
He was a Pharisee. He was a ruler of Jews, and he was also a master of Jews.
从人的角度来看，这是一个几乎是一个完全的人。
From people's point of view, this person seems to be perfect.
无论是从宗教、从道德、从他的地位来讲，这个人呢，已经达到了顶峰。
This person seems to be on top of everything.When we see from religious, from the moral and the status, social status point of view,
他是一个受人尊敬的人。
He is a person being respected.
但是在第四章里面，这里有一个撒玛利亚妇人。
But in chapter 4, there was a Samaritan woman.
她叫什么名字呢？
What was her name?
没有人知道。
Nobody knew.
所以呢，约翰说这是一个撒玛利亚的妇人。
So John mentioned this is a woman in Samaria.
而且呢，这个人我们知道，在他的生活上是一个一塌糊涂的人。
And we knew that this person had a very messy life.
他曾经有五个丈夫。
She used to have 5 husbands.
现在和他住在一起的是还不是他的丈夫。
Now the person who lived with her was not her husband.
所以，如果我们对比第三章和第四章，我们发现有许多不同的地方。
If we compare chapter 3 and 4, we found many differences.
尼哥底母呢是来找耶稣。
Nicodemus came to seek Jesus.
但是这个妇人呢，却是耶稣在那里等他。
But Jesus was waiting for this woman.
这个妇人出来打水。
This woman came to draw water.
没有想到呢，耶稣突然对她说话。
She never thought of that Jesus suddenly spoke to her.
对她说：“妇人，请你把水给我喝。”
He told her that woman, give me your water.
所以她完全没有想到。他出来打水的时候，在这里遇到了耶稣。
She never saw that when she came to draw water, she met Jesus.
但是如果我们更仔细的来思想约翰福音第三章和第四章的话，我们发现虽然在表面上有许多不同，但是呢，在第三章和第四章的里面有许多相同的地方。
But if we come to think about chapters 3 and 4 very detailedly, we find that although there are many differences on the outward appearance, but actually there are very a lot of similarities.
我们发现无论是尼哥底母还是撒玛利亚的妇人，在他们心灵的深处，他们都有一个深深的需要。
We find that no matter Nicodemus or the Samaritan woman, they had some desire deep in their hearts.
就他们的生命来讲，就他们的生活来讲，他们都到了一个尽头。
About their life and their living, they came to an end.
那就是约翰福音第二章给我们所看见
的。That was what chapter 2 in Gospel Book of John told us.
用约翰的话说，就是酒用尽了。
If we use what John said, it was they have no wine.
尼哥底母要寻找神的国。
Nicodemus was looking for the kingdom of God.
他在宗教里面寻找，到了一个尽头。
As he was looking in the religion aspect,
他知道他在世上的日子已经不多了。
He knew that there was not long left in his days.
但是他还没有见到神的国。
But he has not yet seen the kingdom of God.
他心灵里面要寻找神的国这个需要还没有得到满足。
He was not satisfied for this need to seek the kingdom of God.
那个撒玛利亚的妇人呢？
How about the Samaritan woman?
她出来打水。
She came to draw water.
她为什么来打水呢？
Why did she come out to draw water?
因为她口渴。
Because she was thirsty.
她日复一日，年复一年，到这个井来打水。
Day after day, year after year, she came to draw water from this well.
但是她每天还要口渴。
But every day she will be thirst again.
这个井里的水不能满足她的要求。
The water in this well cannot satisfy her need.
她还是口渴。
She was still thirsty.
她也到了尽头。
She came to an end.
对她来讲，也是酒用尽了。
For her, the wine was used up.
她用了许多的方法来满足她自己。
She used many things to satisfy herself.
她曾经有五个丈夫。
She had 5 husbands.
现在是第六个男人。
Now the 6th man.
但是她满足了吗？
But was she satisfied?
没有。
No.
她还要来打水。
She came to draw water again.
所以呢，无论是尼哥底母还是撒玛利亚的妇人，他们对他们来讲，他们都到了尽头。
Therefore, no matter it was for Nicodemus or the Samaritan woman, for them, they all came to an end.
同样的，无论是尼哥底母还是撒玛利亚的妇人，当他们遇见耶稣的时候，我们发现他们都得到神的恩典。
Also, whether it was Nicodemus or the Samaritan woman, when they met Jesus, they all met the grace of God.
神的恩典是为每一个人所预备的。
So the grace of God is prepared for everyone.
神的恩典带我们进入神的国。
The grace of God brings us enter into the kingdom of God.
神的恩典也解了我们里面的干渴。
The grace of God also quenched the thirst in us.
并且带领我们进入真实的敬拜。
And bring us into the true worship.
尼哥底母所遇见的耶稣，
the Jesus that Nicodemus met,
或者约翰福音第三章所启示的这位耶稣，
or the revelation of Jesus in chapter 3,
是让我们看到他是神的儿子。
is to let us see that Jesus is the Son of God.
尼哥底母是来寻找神的国。
Nicodemus came to seek the kingdom of God.
他遇到的呢是神的儿子。
He met the Son of God.
为什么呢？
Why was it?
因为神的国就是神爱子的国。
Because the kingdom of God is the kingdom of his beloved Son.
因为神的国的一切都是关于他的儿子的。
Everything of the kingdom of God is related to his Son.
所以约翰也告诉我们说，凡接待神的儿子的，信他名的人，神就给他们权柄来做神的儿女。
So that John also told us that those who ever receive the Son of God receive believe unto his name, God will receive them unto as his son.
得着神的儿子就得生命。
Receive the Son of God receives life.
得着神的儿子就重生。
Receive the God of Son is born again.
那个撒玛利亚妇人她出来找水。
The Samaritan woman came to draw water.
来解她的口渴。
To quench her thirst.
结果她遇到的是谁呢？
Who did she meet?
她遇到的是基督。
She met Christ.
她遇到的是基督为她预备的活水。
What she met was the living water that prepared by Christ.
如果我们读第四章的话，你会很稀奇，你发现在那里没有一句提到神的儿子。
If we read in chapter 4, we are amazed that there was not one verse mentioned the Son of God.
在那里让我们看见的是耶稣 他是基督。
What we see here is that Jesus is Christ.
基督来解决我们的干渴。
Christ came to solve the problem of our thirst.
所以约翰在最后他说，他记这些事是要叫我们相信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
So at the end, that John mentioned that the reason for he recorded these things is to let us believe that Jesus is the Christ, is the Son of God.
第四章让我们看见耶稣是基督。
Chapter 4, let us see that Jesus is Christ.
第三章让我们看见耶稣是神的儿子。
Chapter 3, let us see that Jesus is the Son of God.
所以在约翰福音第一章的时候，约翰在那里总结说，律法是借着摩西传的。
So that in chapter 1, that John concluded that the law was given by Moses.
恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督带来的。
But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
律法本是借着摩西传的。
The law was given by Moses.
然而人不明白律法的功用。
But man could not understand how the law works.
结果我们看呢，就出现了两种人。
So we see two groups of people.
一种人就是尼哥底母所代表的。
One type was represented by Nicodemus.
他们遵守律法，他们希望呢借着律法能够称义。
They keep the law and they hope to be justified by the law.
另外一类人呢，就是撒玛利亚妇人所代表的。
And the other type was represented by Samaritan woman.
他们藐视律法，他们抛弃律法。
They neglect the law and forsake the law.
他们被律法所定罪。
They are condemned by the law.
然而，当他们遇见主的时候。
But when they meet our Lord,
他们就经历到一件事
they experience one thing,
就是恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的
that is grace and truth all come by Jesus.
基督来他带来神的恩典
Jesus, Christ comes bring about the grace of God.
当我们读约翰福音第四章的时候我们就看见基督所带来的恩典最大的就有两个
We see The two most grace that Jesus bring about.
一个呢，就是生命的活水。
One of them is the living water of life.
使对人来讲，基督来，带来了活水。
For human beings, Christ comes to bring about the living water.
让我们永远不渴。
So we can be never thirst again.
神基督带来的另外一个恩典，就是呢，把我们带进属灵的、属天的、真实的。和新约里面的敬拜。
The other grace that Christ brings about is to bring us enter into the worship that is spiritual, heavenly, real, and also in New Testament.
这样的敬拜呢，让神得到称颂和荣耀。
This kind of worship let God get all the blessing and honor.
所以活水解决人干渴的问题。
So the living water resolves the problem of thirst.
敬拜呢，让神得到称颂和荣耀。
The worship let God receive blessing and glory.
这是基督所带来的最大的恩典。
This is the biggest grace that Christ brings about.
让人的需要得到满足。
So that man's needs are satisfied.
让神的名得到称颂和荣耀。
To let God's name to be blessed and glorified.
我们知道，世界上的人只要是活着的，就都有一个需要。
We know that all the living people have a need.
这个需要呢，就是我们每个人都会干渴。
This need is that every one of us will be thirsty.
这个渴不单单是生理上的渴。
This thirsty is not just physical thirst.
这个渴更是说到我们心灵里面的干渴。
This thirst also describes the thirsty in our heart.
正是人因为有这样的干渴。
Because human beings have this kind of thirst.
所以呢，我们就要想办法来解决这个干渴的问题。
So we have to find ways to resolve this problem.
我们就有许许多多的活动来解决我们干渴的问题。
We use many activities to resolve this thirst problem.
我们可以参加各种各样的活动，我们可以投身于各种各样的事业，来使我们的心灵呢得到满足。
We can join all types of activities or join all types of career to resolve our problem of thirst.
撒玛利亚妇人就给我们看见这样一幅图画。
The Samaritan woman let us see this picture.
她需要年复一日，日复一日的，年复一年，日复一日的到这个井里面来打水。
She needs to come to draw water from this well year after year, day after day.
今天呢，我们也有许许多多的活动来解决我们心灵的干渴。
Today we also have a lot of activities to resolve the thirst problem.
最近很多人都在看奥运会，对不对？
Recently, a lot of people are watching the Olympic Games.
有没有看？
Are you also watching it?
都不看。都看，对不对？那么你知道看奥运会的时候真的让我们能够很兴奋。
You know, when you see the Olympic Games, we get so excited.
也很刺激。
Very attractive.
如果你喜欢的那个运动员或者球队赢了，真的你心里面呢会有一种很满足的感觉，对不对？
Don't you feel so satisfied if the team or the athlete that you like win the game?
像这种体育活动啊，文娱活动啊，甚至艺术啊，文学啊等等，都会给我们的心灵带来某种程度的满足。
Although sports, entertainment, or art all bring us certain satisfaction in our heart.
但是呢，我们也知道这种满足呢，都是暂时的。
But we also know that this type of satisfaction is temporary.
这种满足过去之后，带给我们心灵的是什么呢？
What gives us after all the satisfaction is gone?
是一种空虚。
It's an emptiness.
当这一切都云消雾散之后，你心里面呢觉得很空虚。
After everything is gone, you feel so empty inside.
所以在每一次奥运会之后呢，心理学家发现呢，都会有一个这个非常常见的现象，叫做星期一综合症。
So that every time after Olympics, the psychologists find there's a very common symptom that is called Monday blues.
就好像我们过了周末，一想到礼拜一又要上班的时候，心里边那种感觉差不多。
It's very similar to how we feel after we pass Sunday, and then we think about we have to work on Monday.
就是当所有的快乐和兴奋突然远离而去，我们会感到生活的空虚、无聊和平淡。
It's like when all the happiness and excitement all goes away, we start to feel the emptiness and also boring of our life.
这样呢，使很多人开始怀疑人生的价值在哪里。
It let a lot of people start to doubt the value of life.
今年是2004年的奥运会。
This year is the Olympic in 2004.
四年以前的奥运会在哪里，还记得吗？
Where was it 4 years ago?
在哪里？在悉尼，对不对？
In Sydney.
悉尼之后呢，这个悉尼奥运会之后，澳大利亚的心理学家发现呢，有很多家庭呢面临破裂的危险。
After Olympic Games in Sydney, a lot of psychologists found that a lot of families had the problem of being broken.
因为呢，人们发现呢，地上所有的这些东西只能够暂时的满足我们心里的需要。
Because people find that everything on earth can only satisfy our needs temporarily.
当人发现像奥运会这样使人兴奋的事情也不过转眼而去的时候，人就开始怀疑，我活在世上还有什么意义？还有什么东西能够满足我？
People start to doubt what else can satisfy us after such excitement of the Olympic game is gone.
然而，耶稣却说，我所赐的水要在它里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。
However, Jesus said, the water I shall give to him shall be in him a well of water spring up into life eternal.
人心灵里面的干渴，只有耶稣所赐的活水能够让我们得到完全的满足。
Only the living water that Jesus gives can satisfy the thirst inside us.
不单单是今天的满足，
Not only today's satisfaction,
而是直涌到永生。
But the satisfaction that spring up into eternal life.
这是从人的方面来讲，来看呢神的恩典。
This is the from the person. This is the seeing God's grace from people's respect.
下来呢，我们就来到约翰福音四章十六节。
Later on, we come.
十九节，对不起。
Come to Gospel Book of John, chapter 4, verse 19.
耶路那个撒玛利亚的妇人呢？在耶稣跟他讲了活水的问题之后，他就问了耶稣这样一个问题。
After Jesus told the Samaritan woman about living water, she asked Jesus.
他说，先生，我看出你是先知。
She said that, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet.
这又让我们想起了尼哥底母。
And again, we think of Nicodemus.
尼哥底母一见耶稣，就他说：“说拉比，我们知道你是从神那里来做师傅的。”
As soon as Nicodemus saw Jesus, he said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God."
所以呢，当他们遇见耶稣的时候，他们发现这个人不是一般的人。
So as soon as they met Jesus, they realized this person is not a normal person.
这个人是从神来的。
This person is from God.
那么当他们遇见这样一个人的时候，他们就要问一个他们心目里面最重要的问题。
When they met this type of person, they asked the most important question in their hearts.
这个妇人所要问的问题呢，恰恰就是呢关于敬拜的问题。
The question woman asked was about the question of worship.
只不过呢，她所在意的是敬拜的形式。
But what she cared about was the form of worship.
她不知道应该在哪里敬拜。
She didn't know where to worship.
对她来讲呢，她很疑惑。
For her, she was very confused.
因为呢，她知道耶稣是犹太人，犹太人呢是在耶路撒冷敬拜。
Because she knew that Jesus was a Jew, and then Jews worship in Jerusalem.
而撒玛利亚人呢，他们是在他们的山上，就是基利心山上面敬拜。
And the Samaritan people worship on the mountain, which is the Mount Gerizim.
所以呢，他们一直争谁的敬拜的地点更准确、更正统。
So they had debate over whose place of worship was more accurate and proper.
在耶路撒冷的敬拜有他们的传统。
In the worship in Jerusalem, they had their tradition.
在基利心山的敬拜同样也有他们的传统。
The worship on Mount Gerizim also had their tradition.
当年亚伯拉罕按照神的吩咐来到了迦南。
When Abraham, according to the command of God, came to Canaan,
他在迦南的第一站叫做示剑。
The first stop he went to Canaan was Shechem.
他在那里筑了一座坛。
He built an altar there.
这是圣经里面记载的亚伯拉罕所筑的第一座坛。
This was the first altar the Bible recorded.
那个地方在哪里呢？
Where was the place?
就是在撒玛利亚。
That was in Samaria.
后来呢，雅各哈、从他舅父那里逃回来的时候
，Later when Jacob escaped from his cousin uncle,
也在这里筑了一座坛
，also built an altar there.
所以呢，亚伯拉罕也好，雅各也好，他们都在这里献祭。
So no matter whether it was Abraham or Jacob, they all sacrificed there.
或者说，他们都在撒玛利亚献祭。
They all sacrificed in Samaria.
而且摩西在进入迦南之前，曾经吩咐以色列十二个支派。
And before Moses went into Canaan, he was commanding the 12 tribes of Israel.
他把十二个支派呢分成了两组。
He divided the 12 tribes into two groups.
来宣读神的诫命。
To proclaim God's commandment.
六个支派呢在基利心山。
Six tribes was among Gerizim.
另外六个支派呢在基利心山对面的以巴路山。
The other six tribes was on the Mount Ebal, which was across from the Mount Gerizim.
然后呢把神的诫命分成了祝福的诫命和咒诅的诫命。
He divided the commandments of God into blessing and curse.
在基利心山上所宣告的是神的祝福。
On Mount Gerizim, he proclaimed the blessing of God.
在以巴路山宣告了神的咒诅。
In Mount Ebal, he proclaimed the curse of God.
所以难怪呢，撒玛利亚人选呢，他们造圣殿的时候，他们把圣殿就造在基利心山上面。
No wonder the Samaritan people built a temple on Mount Gerizim.
他们不单单有圣殿。
Not only they had the temple.
他们还有祭司。
They had priests.
他们还在那里献祭。
They also offer sacrifices there.
而且他们也有圣经。
They also have Bible.
只不过呢，他们的圣经是呢只有摩西那五经。
But their Bible was only had five books of Moses.
在摩西五经里有没有提到耶路撒冷？
Did the five books of Moses mention anything about Jerusalem?
没有，根本没有。
No, not at all.
所以你看，从如果我们这样来看的话，如果我们是撒玛利亚人的话，我们发现我们在这里敬拜也是理直气壮。
If we look at this way, and if we are Samaritans, we find that if we worship here, it is very, we have very reason to worship here.
为什么一定要去耶路撒冷？
Why do we have to go to Jerusalem?
我们在这里什么都有。
We have everything here.
我们有圣经。
We have Bible.
我们有祭物。
We have offering.
我们有祭司。
We have the priest.
我们有圣殿。
We also have the temple.
我们有传统。
We have the tradition.
那么犹太人呢？
How about the Jews?
他们在耶路撒冷敬拜，同样也是有圣经根据的。
They also had a, when they worship in Jerusalem, it was also have the Bible as their background.
对呀、啊，亚伯拉罕不错，他确实呢在基利心山筑了坛。
Abraham truly built the altar in Mount Gerizim.
但是他在哪里献以撒？
But where did he offer Isaac?
在摩利亚山。
In Mount Moriah.
在耶路撒冷。
In Jerusalem.
对吧？大卫在哪里献祭？
Where did David offer the sacrifices?
大卫在耶路撒冷献祭。
David offered sacrifices.
所罗门在哪里建殿？
Where did Solomon build the temple?
所罗门在耶路撒冷建殿。
Solomon built a temple in Jerusalem.
所以呢，犹太人他们在耶路撒冷敬拜也是有圣经根据的。
So that for the Jews, they also had a background in Bible when they worship in Jerusalem.
从形式，从表面上来看。
From the outside forms.
基利心山的敬拜和耶路撒冷的敬拜没有什么不同。
There is no difference between the worship in Jerusalem and also Mount Gerizim.
甚至更兴旺，更热闹。
Which is even more prosperous and more lively.
因为耶路撒冷的圣殿曾经被毁过。
Because the temple in Jerusalem had been destroyed.
现在的圣殿从当日的辉煌相比不可同日而语。
The temple right now, which could not even compare with the glorious before.
基利心山的圣殿也被毁过。
The temple in Mount Gerizim also had been destroyed before.
也是重建的。
Also being rebuilt.
但是呢，比耶路撒冷的圣殿更加辉煌。
But it's been more glorious of the comparing with the temple in Jerusalem.
所以从外面来说，
therefore from the outside prayer,
或许在基利心山的敬拜更能让人满足。
Probably the worship in Mount Gerizim is more satisfying.
这是什么？
What is it?
这就是宗教的特点。
This is the major characteristics of the religion.
就是从外面来看。
From the outer appearance.
从传统来看。
From the tradition.
就是宗教。
This is religion.
好，我们来看主耶稣是如何回答他。
Let us see how the Lord Jesus answered.
主耶稣在主耶稣的回答里面，主耶稣说到两次时候将到。
In the Lord's answer, he mentioned two times the hour comes.
时候将到。
Hour comes.
你们拜父，也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
The hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father.
我猜哈，当主耶稣说你们拜父不在这山上的时候，
I guess that when the Lord said that you worship Father no longer on this mountain.
撒玛利亚妇人心里面一沉。
Probably the Samaritan woman had a thing in her heart.
说糟糕，我们错了。
She probably thought, oh no, we are wrong.
但是主耶稣接下来说也不在耶路撒冷。
But Lord Jesus again.Continue to say that, nor in Jerusalem.
换句话说，在时候未到的时候。
Therefore, we can say that before the time comes.
敬拜呢，应该在耶路撒冷。
The worship shall be in Jerusalem.
因为主耶稣接下来说。
Because Lord Jesus continued to say.
救恩是从犹太人出来的。
The salvation is of the Jews.
你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道。
Who you worship, you do not know, but who we worship, we know.
对于在哪里敬拜的问题，
Regarding the question of where to worship,
主耶稣不是没有答案。
Lord Jesus, not that he doesn't have answer.
在旧约的时候，
In the Old Testament,
敬拜是应该在耶路撒冷。
The worship was supposed to be in Jerusalem.
也必须在耶路撒冷。
Must be in Jerusalem.
因为耶路撒冷是神所指定的地方。
Because Jerusalem was the place appointed by God.
基利心山是人为了自己的方便所选择的地方。
People had chosen Mount Gerizim for their own convenience.
按照神的吩咐，
regarding the command of God,
犹太人的男子，
the man of the Jewish man,
每年要三次上耶路撒冷，
they had to go up to Jerusalem.
不管你住的多远，
no matter how far you live,
无论你多不方便，
regardless how inconvenient,
你要上耶路撒冷，
you had to go to Jerusalem.
因为神的殿在那里，
because the temple of God was there.
因为耶路撒冷的殿是按照神的启示所建立的殿，
because theTemple in Jerusalem was being built by the revolution of God.
但是主耶稣第二次说到时候将到的时候，
But when the second time that Jesus mentioned the hour comes,
他接着说如今就是了。
He said, now is.
时候将到就是说那个时候还没有到。
When he said the hour comes, it means that the time has not come.
但是快要到了。
But it's near.
马上就要到了。
Comes very soon.
但他接着说，如今就是了。
And he continued to say, now is.
这个时候，现在就到了。
Now is.
到了一个时候，在哪里敬拜已经无关紧要。
When the time comes, regardless where you worship, it's not important anymore.
不在这山上。
Not on this mountain.
也不在耶路撒冷。
Nor in Jerusalem.
那么在哪里敬拜呢？
Then where they worship?
如今啊，时候将到，如今就是了。
The hour comes, now is.
这个时候到了。
The time is here.
这个时候是什么时候到？
What is this time?
这个到了是从什么时候开始算的？
When do we count this is?
当基督来的时候
when the Jesus come, when
这个时候就到了
the time now is,
看基督来了
Christ come,
他真的来了
He truly come,
犹太人撒玛利亚人他们所等候的那位基督他真的来了
The Christ whom the Jews and the Samaritans waiting, he truly came.
他来了怎么样呢
What does he do when he comes?
如果我们看第二十五节
Let's read verse 25
妇人说我知道弥赛亚就是那称为基督的要来他来了必将一切的事告诉我们
The woman says unto him I know the Messiah comes which is called Christ When he is come he will tell us all things
基督来了
Christ comes
他要把一切的事都告诉我们
He will tell us all things
他要把一切的事就是真理的事来告诉我们
He will tell us all things which is regarding all truths
所以讲到敬拜的时候
So when we talk about worship,
基督来了
Christ comes.
他把关于敬拜的真理也带来
He gave us the truth of worship.
来告诉我们
To tell us.
他首先让我们看到说我们所拜的对象是谁
First, he let us see the object of our worship.
当这个妇人问耶稣问题的时候他都是说我们应当在哪里敬拜
When the woman asked Jesus the question, where shall we worship?
基督回答说你们拜父
Jesus answered that you worship the Father.
主在这里面加上了一个字。
Lord added a word here.
不单单是敬拜。
Not only worship.
不单单是拜。
Not only worship.
而是拜父。
But worship the Father.
所以主在这里面告诉我们说敬拜要有一个正确的对象。
So Lord told us that we have to worship the right object.
谁是我们敬拜的对象?
Who is the person we worship?
今天很多人在这个世上他们也拜。
There are a lot of people on this earth also worship.
有些是有形的拜。
Some of them is in physical.
他们拜人手所雕刻的偶像。
They worship the idol that's being created by people.
他们拜呢被造之物。
They worship what's being created.
甚至呢拜我们的祖先。
And also worship our fathers.
也有很多人。
And a lot of people.
他们所拜的是看不见的。
What they worship is invisible.
他们拜的是名利。金钱、学问、声望。
What they worship is the profit, money, knowledge, and also fame.
地位、杜甫等等。
All the social status and our ability.
有些人所拜的是诺贝尔奖。
Some people worship the Nobel Prize.
有些人所拜的是奥运的金牌。
Some people worship the gold medal in Olympic Games.
但是无论如何，今天我们看到世上的人不是拜这个就是拜那个。
But no matter what, we see the people on the earth, whether they worship this or that.
但是主耶稣告诉我们说，我们所拜的是父。
But Lord Jesus told us that we worship the Father.
我们所拜的是这位造天地万物的主。
Who we worship is the Lord who creates heaven and earth.
当主耶稣说你们拜父不在这山上也不在耶路撒冷的时候
When Lord says that you worship the Father not on this mountain nor in Jerusalem.
他告诉我们说我们所拜的不单单是这位神
He told us that who we worship is not only this God.
今天这位神这位我们所敬拜的跟我们有了一种新的关系
But there's a new relation with us of this God who we worship.
今天这位神成了我们的父
This God becomes our Father.
成了我们在天上的父。
Become our heavenly Father.
成为我们的父神。
Become our God Father.
主耶稣复活的时候。
When Lord Jesus resurrected.
在他升天之前。
Before he ascend to heaven.
他对他的门徒说。
He told his disciples.
我要升上去。
I ascend unto my Father.
见我的父。
Unto my Father.
也是你们的父。
And your Father.
见我的神。
And to my God,
也是你们的神
and your God.
所以今天这位神，他成了我们的父。
So today this God becomes our Father.
主耶稣不单单告诉我们所敬拜的对象是我们的父。
Lord Jesus not only tells us the object of our worship is our Father.
而且呢，他还告诉我们说我们应当如何的来拜他。
And he also told us how shall we worship him.
主耶稣两次说到时候将到。
Two times Lord Jesus mentioned the hour comes.
同样，他也两次说到我们要用心灵和诚实来拜他。
Also, two times Lord Jesus mentioned that we should worship him in spirit and in truth.
或者说呢，我们要在灵里面和真理里面来拜他。
And also say that we have to worship him in spirit and in truth.
心灵来拜他，就是说我们要在灵里面来拜他。
In the heart, in spirit, it means we have to worship him in spirit.
因为神是灵。
Because God is a spirit.
只有在灵里面才能与我们的父交通。
We can only fellowship with our Father in the Spirit.
这也就是说，为什么一个没有得救的人，他没有办法真正的来拜父。
That is why we say that if one person is not saved, he cannot truly worship the Father.
因为他没有得着那个灵。
Because he had not yet received the
Spirit. 神的灵没有在他的里面。
God's Spirit is not in him.
同样呢，主耶稣说，我们在灵里面呢，而且呢，要在真理里面来拜他。
Also, Lord Jesus said.We have to worship him in spirit and also in truth.
诚实就是说啊，在真理里面来拜他。
To be honest means to worship him in truth.
或者更好的翻译就是说，我们拜他呢，要在灵里面和真理里面来拜他。
A better translation is that we worship him in the spirit and in the truth.
因为在灵里面，在真理里面的敬拜才是符合神意。符合心意的敬拜。
Because the worship in truth is the worship that's being accepted by God.
那真正拜父的。
The one who truly worships God.
要在灵里面和真理里面来拜他。
Should worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
那真正拜父的。
The true worshipper of the Father.
要到神的面前来。
Has to come to before God.
所以哈，撒玛利亚妇人所提的问题，也许他自己没有意识到。但其实呢，是非常非常重要的一个问题。
Therefore, the question the Samaritan woman mentioned was a very important question, although she probably didn't realize.
从表面来看，那只是一个敬拜地点的问题。
From the outside, that was only the place of worship.
但是在这个问题的后面，当我们思想的时候，我们发现其实这是关系到我们应当在哪里来敬拜的问题。
But if we truly think about it, this relates to where we should worship.
是。神告诉我们说，凡是真正拜他的，必须到他的面前来。
God tells us that those who worship him have to come before him.
换句话说，真正拜父的，必须来到神的面前。
In other words, that the true worshipper of the Father has to come before God.
那么神在哪里？
So where is God?
旧约里面，神呢，用会幕，用圣殿来启示我们他所在之处。
In the Old Testament, God reveals to us where He is through tabernacle and through the holy temple.
所以这也就是说，神为什么要告诉这位撒玛利亚妇人，在旧约的时候，即使是敬拜，你也不能随便找一个地方就拜。
That is why that God told this Samaritan woman that even though in the Old Testament, to sacrifice, to worship, you cannot just find any place.
你必须到耶路撒冷。
You have to go to Jerusalem.
你必须到圣殿里面来。
You have to go into the holy temple.
因为那是神所在之处。
Because that was where God was.
所以今天呢
？And today.
我们来敬拜神。
We worship God.
我们也要知道神在哪里。
We also need to know where God is.
我们要到神的面前来。
We have to come before God.
那么神在哪里
？Then where is God?
神在至圣之处。
God is in the holy of the holiest.
在至圣所里面。
In the most holy.
所以拜神的人。
So the one who worship God
必须进到神的至圣所。
Has to enter into the holy of the holiest.
但是问题是
The problem was
人没有办法进入至圣所。
People cannot enter into the holy of the holiest.
讲到至圣所，就让我们看见神是那位圣洁和公义的神。
When we mention the holy of the holiest, we see that God is the holiest one.
人靠着自己没有办法到神的面前来。
Through ourselves, we cannot come before God.
如果人就是这样的来到神面前的话
If we just come before God,
结果只有一个
There's only one result.
就是要死在神的面前
That is to die before God.
所以当在出埃及记的时候神降临在西乃山向摩西颁布律法的时候
So in the book of Exodus, when God came before Moses on Mount Sinai to proclaim the commandment,
他要摩西吩咐以色列人说,
He wants Moses to command Israel.
任何人,
anyone,
甚至牲畜,
even the cows and the goats,
都不可以靠近那山,
cannot even come to the mountain.
免得呢神出来击杀他们。
Least that God kills them.
这是神的可怕之处。
This is the fearful side of God.
因为人有罪。
Because man sin.
没有办法来到这位圣洁的神的面前。
Cannot come to the God who is holy.
这样就有一个矛盾。
Then there's a conflict here.
神呢在至圣所。
God is in the holy of the holy.
是人所不能靠近的。
People cannot draw near.
但是呢要拜神的话。
But when people worship God.
人又必须进到至圣所里面。
People must enter into the holy of the holiest.
怎么办呢?
What should we do?
对呢,神就让,神就呢,从旧约开始就启示给我们,让我们看到人如何可以来到神的面前。
So starting from the Old Testament, God reveals to us that how can we draw before God?
人要来到神的面前。
People should come before God.
第一,不能空着手。
First, we cannot come with empty hands.
必须带着祭物。
We have bring the sacrifices.
然后呢，把祭物杀掉。
Kill the sacrifice.
血要流出来。
The blood should be shed.
这是呢，人到神面前的一个条件。
That is the first. That's the only thing people can come before God.
必须要有血。
There must be blood.
不但如此。
Not only that.
你是不是拿着血自己就可以进入圣殿呢？
Can we also enter into the holy of the holiest by the blood?
你要不要试一下？
Do you want to test it?
你在家杀一个牛。
You kill a bull.
拿一盆血。
Bring the blood.
哦，这下我可以进圣殿了。
And say that we can enter into the holy.
我可以进至圣所了。
I can enter into the holy.
可不可以呢？
Can we do that?
没有一个以色列人敢这样做。
Not only one Israel dare to do that.
在人和神的中间还需要什么？
What do we need between the man and the God?
还需要有祭司。
There should be a priest.
只有祭司可以来服侍神。
Only the priest can serve God.
只有祭司可以把祭物来献给神。
Only the priest can offer sacrifices to God.
所以呢，人要来到神的面前，不单单要有血，而且呢，还有祭司。
So for the people to come before God, not only we need the priest, but also need the blood.
那么，是不是祭司拿着血就可以进入至圣所呢？
But was it that when the priest bring the blood, could he enter into the holy of the holiest?
如果我们到了圣殿，我们会发现呢，在至圣所的前面还有一个幔子。
When we enter into the holy of the holiest, we realize there's still a veil.
那个幔子就把神跟人分开。
This separates man and God.
只有大祭司。
Only the high priest.
一年一次。
Once a year.
才可以经过那个幔子进到至圣所里。
Can enter through the veil into the holy of the holiest.
所以你看，人因为犯罪的缘故。
So we see that because man sin,
人要见神，人要来到神的面前是何等的困难。
How difficult it is for man to go to before God.
在当初在伊甸园的时候，完全不是这样。
In the Garden of Eden, it was not this way at all.
当人还没有犯罪的时候
，before man sin,
神任何时候可以来到人的面前。
Man could come before God at any time.
人和神之间没有任何的阻拦。
There was no hindrance between the man and God.
但是人犯了罪之后
，However, after man sinned,
人要见神
，For man to see God,
神要见人
，For God to see man,
是何等的不容易
，How difficult it is,
是多麻烦
，It has so much trouble,
是多可怕
，And was very fearful.
但是感谢主
，But we thank the Lord,
基督来了
，Christ come,
这一切都改变了
，Everything changed,
时候将到
，The hour is here,
如今就是了
，Now is,
那拜父的。
Those who worship,
要在灵和真理里面来拜他。
Those who worship the Father should worship Him in spirit and in truth.
好，我们再来看一处圣经。
Let's read another place of scripture.
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
从第十九节开始。
Start from verse 19.
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又火的路， 从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。又有一位大祭司治理神的家。
Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God.
这里面讲到耶稣的血。
It talks about the blood of Jesus.
在旧约的时候，人来到神的面前，首先需要的是祭物的血。
In the Old Testament, before the people can come to God, it needs the blood of the sacrifices.
是公牛和山羊的血。
The blood of bull and goat.
但是希伯来书的作者告诉我们说，公牛和山羊的血不能除罪。
And in the book of Hebrews, it also told us the blood of the bull and goat cannot cleanse our sins.
所以呢，人每一次来都要带着他们的血。
So every time when people comes, it needs to bring their blood.
如果他们的血可以除罪的话，我们只献一次就够了。
If their blood can cleanse our sins, then we only need to offer one sacrifice.
因为他们不能除我们的罪，所以每一次人都要带着这样的血。
Because they cannot cleanse our sins, so each time people needs to bring their blood.
而且这里面看到耶稣的身体就是那幔子。
And it also tells us that the flesh of Jesus is the veil.
当他在十字架上面断气的时候。
As he gave up the breast on the cross,
圣殿里面的幔子从上到下裂为两段。
The veil on in the holy temple rent from top to bottom.
就是呢，人与神之间的那个幔子，如今已经不存在了。
It means that the veil between God and the people is no longer there.
靠着耶稣基督的血。
Through the blood of Jesus,
因着他的身体为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
By a new and living way which he has consecrated for us,
我们可以坦然进入至圣所。
So we can enter into the holiest boldly.
不但如此，
Not only that,
还有一位大祭司。
We have a high priest
治理神的家。
Over the house of God.
这位大祭司从死里复活之后。
After this high priest resurrected from the dead,
他升上高天,
he ascended into heaven,
坐在父神的右边,
sitting on the right hand side of Father,
治理神的家,
rule over the house of God,
日夜为我们这些人在神的面前代求,
interceding for us day and night.
所以今天我们可以坦然无惧来到父神的面前。
So today we can come before our Father the God boldly and without fear.
可以来敬拜他。
We can worship him.
每当我想到这一点的时候，
Every time I think of this,
我心里面满了感谢。
I truly have a lot of thanksgiving.
今天我们能够聚在神的面前，
As we can gather in front of God,
我们可以在这里擘饼纪念他。
We can break in the bread to remember him.
我们可以在他面前唱诗祷告。
We can sing hymns and have prayers in front of him.
都是因为耶稣基督为我们做成的这一切。
It's all the work that's been done by Jesus for us.
我们是来到神的至圣所。
We enter into the holiest of the holy of the God.
不要忘记，我们是来到神的至圣所。
Do not forget that we enter into the holy of the holiest.
是神所在的最隐秘之处。
It's the most secret place of God.
但是今天这个门向我们敞开了。
But this door is open for us.
幔子已经除去了。
Veil is gone.
因为我们耶稣基督他为我们流了血。
Because of the blood shed by Jesus.
因为他一次献上就成为我们永远的祭。
For he went over himself once for all.
今天我们每一个人
the every one of us here
都可以来到神的面前
can enter into can come before God
都可以坦然地进入至圣所
can enter into the holy of the holiest place boldly.
我们怎么可以敢坦然地来到这位圣洁的神的面前
How can we come boldly before this holy God?
我们怎么会不怕呢？
How can we come without fear?
因为我们知道我们有一个祭物。
Because we know we have a sacrifice.
虽然我们手里面没有。
Although we have nothing in our hands.
但是我们知道耶稣基督为我们流了血。
But we know that Jesus Christ shed his blood for us.
我们是因着他的血，我们可以坦然无惧来到父神的面前。
Because of his blood, we can come before the God the Father boldly.
而且在我们与神的面前，再也没有幔子在。阻拦我们。
And there is no longer a veil that hinders us between God and us.
他的身体为我们裂开。
His body was broken for us.
为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
Open a new and living way for us.
这个路就是到至圣所的路。
This way is the way to the holiest.
我们靠着他的身体。
Through his flesh.
来到神的面前。
We come before God.
这是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
这是神给我们的恩典。
This is the grace given by God.
我们可以呢来敬拜他。
So we can worship Him.
基督来了。
Christ comes.
要将一切的事告诉我们。
Tell us all things.
要把一切的真理启示给我们。
Reveal to us all the truth.
人如何能够进入神的国？
How can people enter into the kingdom of God?
人必须要重生。
One needs to be born again.
这是第三章给我们看见的一个真理。
That is the truth that chapter 3 reveals to us.
人如何能够来到神的面前来敬拜他？
How can one come to worship God before him?
因为基督成了我们的赎罪祭。
Because Jesus becomes our sacrifice.
为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
Opens a new and living way for us.
今天这些真理不单单启示在我们的面前。
All those truths are not only revealed to us.
而且耶稣基督带我们进入这些真理。
But Jesus Christ brings us into all truths.
让我们可以经历到神的恩典。
So we can experience His grace.
我们把感谢颂赞来归给他。
We give praise and honor unto Him.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，当我们一同在你面前思想你的话的时候，
Lord, we are thinking of your words together in front of you.
当我们一同思想主何为恩典的时候，
As we think how gracious you are.
主，愿你自己的灵来启示我们。
Pray that you reveal to us with your spirit.
主，让我们的心被你所开启。
So that our hearts are being open.
主，我们不单单在头脑里面明白这些话。
Not only we understand these words in our mind.
主啊，实在在我们的灵里面能够明白这些话。
So that we can truly understand in our spirits.
主啊，让你自己的话在我们里面活过来。
Lord, let your own words quicken in us.
主啊，你的话在我们里面是活的。
Your words become alive in us.
主，我们就从你那里得着生命。
So that we receive life from you.
主，我们从你那里得着活水的泉源。
We receive the living water from you.
主，让我们的生活，我们的生命从今天开始就不一样。
So that our life becomes different from today.
因为你的话活在我们里面。
For your words alive in us.
主，我们的生命完全被你所改变。
Our life is transformed by you.
主，让我们成为一个完全不同的人。
We become a people which is totally
different. 旧的生命已经过去。
The old life passed.
主，我们都进入到你的神的国的里面。
We enter into the kingdom of God.
主，我们从你那里得着了主你自己。
Lord, we receive yourself from you.
主，我们的生命就能够像你。
Our life becomes like you.
主，我们在地上有生的年月就成为主你自己的见证。
So that our life becomes the testimony of yourself.
主，愿你自己深深在我们里面工作。
We ask you to deeply work in our hearts.
来改变我们。
To transform us.
让我们能够成为你所心满意足的样式。
So we can be accepted by you.
当你再来的时候，主，我们个个在你面前都蒙你的称许。
As you come again, we can be rewarded by you.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.